Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
He's done it! 3,000 for Robin!
Brewers Hall of Famer Robin Yount.
Bonnie has a very good opening 100 meters.
Olympian Bonnie Blair. And NBA champion and Tosa East alum, Tony Smith. These three, along with many other former athletes, have one thing in common. George Leaf. George and Ruth Leaf were the proud parents of six children. George, Karen, Kathy, Jim, David, and Anne.
It's tough raising six kids. I have no idea how they did it. That's a lot of work.
What I admire so much about my dad is just what a kind and gentle man he was.
Jim and David Leaf are third-generation owners of ITU AbsorbTech in New Berlin. Father George ran the company before them.
He overcame having no formal schooling.
Surround himself with good people to fill in what he perceived as the gaps around his education.
He put together a terrific life in spite of the fact that he was a type 1 diabetic virtually his whole life.
George lived with type 1 diabetes, which is different than type 2. Type 1 is an autoimmune disease. Your pancreas doesn't create any insulin, so you have no way to control your blood sugar. A blood sugar too high can be catastrophic to your body.
Every morning and every night, Mom would go to the refrigerator and get out a little steel box that had the syringes in it, and she'd give him a shot.
Most of the time, since we just grew up with it, it was there. They didn't really try to hide it, but they weren't really, you know, out about it. There was no drama that went with it.
Whether they did it consciously or not, I think Mom and Dad kind of protected us from the true ugly nature of the disease.
George was diagnosed as a boy in 1929. He lived at a time when there was very little done to treat the disease, other than to watch your diet and to exercise.
He was able to do that with very crude technology.
So George would live with type 1 diabetes while also donating money for research to diabetes, while also raising a family and also running a business.
He taught stealth lessons. You didn't know you were being taught, but you were.
Stealth lessons. Perhaps that's what happened next. You see, George loved sports as well. And he especially enjoyed the links.
He loved to play golf. He wasn't particularly good at it, but he enjoyed the experience.
In 2006, a year before he died, the Leafs had a plan. Let's put together a small golf outing in honor of Dad. Maybe raise a few bucks. And just like Dad's done in the past, we can donate it to diabetes research.
It was a friends and family and business event. And we did it late in the year. And I remember we went talking to people saying, before you put your golf clubs away for the winter, how about come and play one more event? And we'll do it. It's a tribute to my dad, but we'll also raise a few bucks. And when I say a few, it was really very modest.
So it all worked out. They raised a little cash, and they honored Dad. But then something happened. The Leafs met a bulldog.
I was on the phone with a staffer from the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, and at the end of it, almost in an offhanded way, she says, oh, by the way, Jim, do you know Ken Sanders, the relief pitcher from the Brewers? And I said, well, I know who he is. I know he plays a lot of golf at Tuckaway. And she just said, you ought to call him.
Brewers reliever Ken Bulldog Sanders. He pitched for the Crew in the early 70s, and he had a grandson living with type 1 diabetes. So when he heard about this golf event, he jumped at the chance to get involved.
Getting together with Ken gave him a chance to raise money for diabetes. That really transformed Tee Up for the Cure from being a cute little friends and family event to what it's become today.
See, Bulldog called his friends. Former pro athletes.
But we're not talking about like any athletes. We're talking about Robin Yount. We're talking about MVPs, gold medalists.
Didn't see it coming. I think we were very fortunate when we got Robin Yount agreed to do the first one. It was like, oh my gosh, Ken can pull this stuff off. And we had a glimmer of what it could do. But didn't really expect it to continue to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Now this event to honor George Leaf has turned into an annual outing with scores and scores of foursomes, scores and scores of celebrity athletes, And since its inception, it's raised more than $1 million for diabetes research.
All right, so what do you think your dad would say if he saw what the enormity of the event has become?
That's a great question. I can't say I've ever thought about that. He was an incredibly humble, very gentle person. I think it'd be a big aw shucks moment that we have his name all over it.
Being able to track this down and being able to help people have a full, very active life, do what you want to do, define yourself, don't be defined by the disease, he'd just be floored by this.
You could say this was George's final stealth lesson. Be kind, be generous, love your family, be open-minded, and look what happens. You can change someone's life. And George is doing that thanks to his family, his friends, and a whole bunch of Hall of Famers.